All right, everyone, it's the Grim Lord here, and this is what you've all been waiting for. Fresh Women Season 2. I've got the Supporter Edition. Now, a little caveat. Since we haven't freaking played this game in a long time, all my saves for Fresh Women Season 1 don't work. Oh, by the way, the saves for Season 1 from the old game, they don't work here either. It's specifically said in this version of the game, your Season 1 saves will not work. So I have no idea what fucking choices I made, but it doesn't matter. This is a whole new thing, guys. It's a whole different ball game. I don't know where we were with each girl. It's been so long since I've played it. I literally have no idea. But this is it. This is the Cadillac of the industry. This thing had hundreds of thousands of dollars spent on it. It's fully voice acted, full animation, ultra HD. Everything you want in a freaking adult visual novel is here, and it's on Steam, and I got it for like 12 bucks. And it comes with the original, which I already had. So I guess I could replay the original, but I don't think I'd make the same choices, and I'm not following those videos step by step either. But let's shut me up and get going. We're going for an hour, so it's 11:30 right now, and I'm running to 12:30, and then I'm going to bed. So you guys better enjoy this. All right, let's go. From the beginning. Choose your favorite characters. The positive choices from the previous game will be applied to the selected characters. Like, again, I don't know. I know I liked Sue. I know I liked Alyssa. I know I liked Angela and Davila. I liked Susan. And I liked Lily. Those are all the girls I liked. Just being honest. There's also Dylan. But I don't think he's got a sex scene.
Oh, hi, Twinkle Toes. You're finally here. You need a recap? That's okay. Let me break it down for you. You came to Minerva Bay to find your father. He disappeared when you were a kid. You made your own research when you were young.
Hold on, guys. I gotta turn it up manually.
Then, bam! Got hit by lightning. No, really. And worst of all, that scrambled your memories really good. You then stayed at Mrs. Alderson's apartment, Sam's wife.
Just call me Lily.
And you start working for Susan. You just need to be available to do a couple deliveries for me, okay? She's really mysterious. She appears on magazine covers and must be among the richest and most powerful people in the city.
Nobody knows much about Auntie Susan. Not even me. And it drives me crazy. She married my father's brother, Uncle Charlie.
We'll try to fix it in a minute.
It was a car crash.
While you were digging, you finally remembered a few things. You were on the phone with Charlie when the accident.
I do remember that.
And when you finally confronted Susan, she told you that your father and Sam were partners in some rather risky investments.
I remember that too.
In the end, your father was stuck with the debt, while Sam kept the profits.
While you were investigating, you also made a lot of friends. Are you here for our club?
Dude, please join the club. Help a bro out. I just pretend to be a foreign guy to get the girls to notice me.
Don't worry about that. I'm on the case. From my calculations, he's been missing for about 13 years. We hold dance lessons every
night. Alyssa, right.
You know what? You should come sometime. You're the best dance.
Ooh, that's not how I pictured Alyssa. I thought she'd sound a little older.
So we're going to need more girls. Let me introduce you to our first candidate, Gabby.
And you also got into a lot of trouble. I mean, seriously.
The problem is, the two of you gave our pet bear a drink. If you pass test, I'll release your friend.
Was that an actual bear? I always thought it was a joke or something. And to top it off, you also made Sam furious with jealousy.
You seem to have spent a lot of time with my wife while I was out. How about you find a place of your own?
So, if I've got this straight, you're basically homeless now, huh? I can't really invite anyone over to my place. Even more so a boy.
And what horrible timing. On the eve of a crucial event for your investigations.
The charity ball. You've been to one before. Probably to look for clues about your father.
I really hope we do well at this event. This would give the studio a lot of visibility.
Well, you went there anyway.
We were amazing, weren't we?
But then things started to get really weird.
What's wrong? You look like you just saw a ghost.
So I'm not going to fuck you up right here. But only because we're in public.
You really don't remember me, do you? Why don't you come with me and take a load off?
Yeah, I don't know much about her.
What? What's going on? Is that Sam? Thanks for bringing me to Sam. And more importantly, to my son. He's late.
Whoa! I don't know why that was so... We're gonna have to do something. That volume was deafening. Hold on, guys. I'm still trying to fuck with it and figure out what happened. Alright. Okay. So, what are we gonna do? Well, we're gonna go into the options. Find out what the hell the audio is set at. Oh, the music is low. We'll turn it up a little bit. Turn it all the way. There we go.
Why isn't Sam here yet?
Hey, Dad, look at me! I'm going down backwards! Woohoo!
Just be careful not to fall off!
I will!
Oh, what a strange place to do business.
Okay, that's Sam.
I promised him I'd bring him to the park.
Hi, Uncle Sam!
Hey!
Please. Have a seat. Did you bring it?
It's all here. I just need your signature.
Sam.
I don't know. Hold on. They said you can mute characters. So, since I'm a dude, and I can do voices, I'll just get rid of other male. I want to keep one. Voice actor. What is the guy? I just put other male. Sam. And I don't know what the other guy's name is. Hold on. Keep Dylan. Fred. I'll do them. Charlie. There we go. Sam, what is it? Are you sure this is legal? Don't worry, Fred. It's the best investment you could ever make. You don't have to worry about a thing. You sign the papers, and I'll take care of the rest. Are you sure, Sam? I've never done anything like this before. I've always taken care of my own investments. Fred, I'm your friend. I never do anything that could harm you or your reputation. Trust me. Yeah, you've got me there. You won't regret this. Do you have any papers for me to draw on? Sorry, Grim. I only have important papers in here. I didn't think to bring one for you. That's okay. Grim, why don't you play in the park while the adults talk? But I'm already sick of the park. Grim, this is serious. Sam and I have important business to take care of. But Dad... If you behave, we can go for ice cream later. What do you say? With lots of syrup and M&M's on top? Any way you want it. Now go play. So this contract is... what should I do? Got it. It's pretty high. Yay! Oh no! Grim! I mean, I'm sure he'll be fine. Buddy, are you okay? I fell. That's okay, son. No, it isn't. Yeah, it is. I mean, you want to get to the top, don't you? I did, but I don't want to anymore. As men, we'll often be tempted by the best of things, and sometimes we'll fall flat on our faces. That doesn't sound okay either. The important part, Grim, is that we learn how to stand up and start over. We learn to be patient until we get where we want to be. Learning to stand back up is more important than the falling down bit. The Return, Episode 1. Said that backwards, but whatever. Okay, if I don't press a button, that truck is gonna be there forever. What are you doing, Fred? It wasn't supposed to go like this. Jesus, you're a mess. This whole situation is a mess. Let me at least show you some dignity, son. Man, this father looks like a lumberjack. Let's go. Grim, wake up! Huh? What the fuck? What's going on? You... Dad? Yes, son? I've so many questions. Was I just stuffed inside a box? Yes, but now it's just Sam back there. What about Emily? And the ball? I have so many questions. Why did you leave us? I'll answer everything, but first... I want to let you go free, but I need to make sure you'll stay calm. Fixing that audio just a little bit more. A little loud. There we go. I won't do anything. You're my father. Why did you kidnap me, though? I came to kidnap Sam. You were just icing on the cake. What? We better talk inside. Well, then that's too low. You know, you gotta mess with it a few times. There we go. Can I trust you? I'm the one who should be asking you that question. You're the one who knocked me out. Yeah, sorry about that. But I really had no other option. Let's just get this over with. Let's go. Help me with Sam. Wait. Hold on a second. Aren't you forgetting something? Grim, we don't have time for this right now. We need to get Sam inside before he wakes up. Are you insane? You disappeared for 15 years. I spent my whole life looking for you. And that's all you gotta say to me? Grim, son, don't touch me. We can talk about all that later. No. I'm not going to help you with this until you explain to me what the fuck this even is. You're asking me to be accomplice to kidnapping. Grim, you don't understand. I spent so long looking for you and you were alive this whole time? Why didn't you ever come around? You could have, I don't know, at least texted me. Do you have any idea what Mom and I went through without you? Grim, You miss my football games, my first job, my first kiss, my first day at college. I've missed a whole lot more than that, Grim. And now that you're finally here, you're only thinking about Sam and not about me. Grim, please, you're acting like a child. I'm no child. I'm a grown man. And you weren't there to see that happen. I know, Grim. Do you think I wasn't there because I didn't want to be? There isn't a day that goes by when I don't think about that. Not a day when I don't look back and think if there was anything I could have done so that things would have turned out differently. Every day I wake up wishing I could go back in time. That's ridiculous. You can't change what's happened. All we have is what's here and now. I know. I can't change the past. But Sam can change our future. He's the only person who can fix this. So you decided to kidnap him? It was the only way he'd listen. What happened? Where have you been all this time? Help me get him inside, Grim. Then I promise I'll explain everything. Please, son. I don't know, Dad. I'm begging you. As soon as I'm sure Sam can't escape, we'll have all the time in the world for explanations. Fine. But I want it on the record that what we're doing is fucked up. Excellent. Let's take him down to the basement. Ugh, he's so heavy. That's it. Now he isn't going anywhere. It'll probably be a while before he wakes up. We can talk upstairs. We're just gonna leave him here like this? You'll understand why that is after I tell you everything. I promise. Let's head up. We can talk here, away from him. What do you want to know? Everything. Where were you this whole time? What happened? Does Mom know about you? Your mother doesn't know a thing. And what about, and about what happened? You probably remember the day I left home and never came back. That wasn't the last time I saw you. But Sam set me up. He made me a player in some shady negotiations. He always said that everything would turn out all right. And I think things did turn out all right for him alone. Since I was the fall guy. He screwed me over. I was naive and signed every paper he gave me. By the time I realized what I got myself into, it was too late. The police were already at my doorstep. Were you arrested? Yes, but that came a few years later. In the meantime, I distanced myself from you and your mother. I didn't want to get you involved. But after I disappeared, they came after everything I had. After you. You and your mother lost everything, but with that, things seemed to settle down for a bit. Still, I couldn't leave things like that. I had to get my life back, and the both of yours with it. I couldn't look the two of you in the eye again without fixing things first. I had to track down the culprits. Sam, Susan, Charlie. Charlie? Susan's husband? He knew something, didn't he? He was one of the people my search led me to talk to. I thought I was getting somewhere with him, but then he... I know. It was the same night as your accident, wasn't it? You know about my accident? I'm sorry, son. When I found out, I wanted nothing more than to go see you. I'd been so determined to put everything back to normal before returning to your side. But even if I couldn't get our old life back, I at least wanted to see my old... I at least wanted to see my son again. And that's when I got arrested. The worst part is, I didn't even get arrested because of the contracts. I was desperately in need of money so I could come back to see you. There was this guy who helped me cross the border into Mexico, and he owed me some money. When I went to collect, I learned he'd set me up. I only just managed to get out of jail for that recently, and that's when I knew I had to go after Sam. So then you went to the ball with the chloroform. I didn't plan on kidnapping him at first, but I figured he wouldn't just spill everything if I asked nicely. Then I got there and found him all tied up like he was gift wrapped for me. And I thought you might have had something to do with it. Me? I didn't have a hand in that. It was that psycho Emily who tied him up. Emily? That girl you were with? I wasn't there with her. She's this freak I met before the accident. However, I do think she was trying to help me in her own twisted way. Regardless of who she is, she turned out to be useful for us. I'm not so sure about that. But now Sam can set things straight, right? Sign some papers or something? Yeah, something like that. Good, then you can get your life back. I know I haven't been there for you all these years, especially when you needed me most. But I hope you can find it in your heart to forgive me, son. Dad, you were gone for so long. And now that you're suddenly back, I don't know what to think. You said it was important to know how to get back up when we fall. Honestly, I don't know how far down you've fallen, but I can tell it's going to be a difficult climb back up. I'll help you, but I need more time to come to terms with everything. Okay, son, that's understandable. Dad, this thing with Sam, it really isn't right. We should check and see if he's okay. What? Grim, wait! Son! Are you okay? Excuse me, Sam, are you okay? Sam! He should have woken up by now. What if he's dead? We need to make sure he's okay. Grim, calm down. He's alive. He must be faking it. How can you be so sure? I know him. He's a snake in the grass. Are you sure he's faking? Yes, son. We better check, though, just in case. Grim, could you please just do as I say? I'm your father. It's a little late for that, don't you think? You can't disappear for 15 years and come back expecting to boss me around. Grim, I already explained what happened. None of that matters. I have this image of you in my mind. I've been searching for that man my whole life. But then suddenly you pop back into my life and start kidnapping people. This isn't going exactly how I imagined it would. I'm just gonna go see if he's okay. Grim, don't you do it! Oh, we're not gonna do that then. Who knows, though? Maybe he really is faking it. I'll hold back. Thanks for trusting me, son. It's good to have someone on my side. What the... Son! You're not going anywhere, Sam. Yeah, maybe he is. You're both insane! Get back here, Sam! Huh? Am I dead?
You're very much alive.
Did I say that out loud?
Good to see you coming too. That blow to the head was no joke.
Ooh, I know that voice actress. Right, that. Who are you exactly?
A friend of your father's.
My father? Where is he?
He's talking to that other friend of yours.
You mean Sam?
I didn't ask for his name.
What's wrong with using his name?
The less I know, the better.
Well then, what's your name?
The less you know, the better.
But you said you were a friend.
Your father pays for my services. I come, I heal, I leave. No questions. Understood?
All right. So, do you have any hobbies? Right, no questions. Sorry. I'm pretty sure I was wearing a shirt before.
You got blood on it, so I put it in the wash.
Thanks for that.
That's quite the scar you've got on your back.
I was struck by lightning.
Struck by lightning? Could I take a closer look?
Sure.
Just as I thought, a Lichtenberg figure. Does it still hurt?
Not really. Can I come in?
Of course. It's your home after all.
They sure seem close. I just came to check in on my boy. I'm fine.
I don't see any cause for concern, but we'd better keep an eye on him for the next few hours.
It's not like I've got anywhere better to be.
How about your friend?
He's still unconscious, but the bleeding has stopped. Bleeding? They're talking about Sam!
The drugs will probably keep him out for a few more hours.
Yeah, excellent. I've got to run into town to pick up a few things. Could you stay with Grim a little longer?
Sure.
Thank you, Carolyn.
I asked you not to use my name in front of others.
My mistake. He's my son, though. You can trust him. Isn't that right, Grim? Sure is. Be back soon.
Well, it looks like I'll be babysitting you for the next 3 hours.
I'm not a child. How about we say you're just keeping me company instead, Carolyn?
You really are your father's son.
Why do you say that?
The way you talk.
Have you known each other for long?
Long enough.
Do you know Sam, too?
I do now.
Sorry, it's just you said no questions, so I don't really know what to talk about.
We don't need to talk.
Huh? It would be pretty weird for us to just stare at each other for the next 3 hours. Wow. Sorry, that was supposed to be a joke. Ooh, man.
Well, I sure hope you're going to college and not off in L.A. trying to be a comedian.
Ouch. Now that you mention it, though, I should be in class. Where's my phone?
Your father must have stored it away somewhere. You won't get a signal out here anyway.
How come?
Have you had a look out the window? This ranch is in the middle of nowhere.
Where are we exactly?
Somewhere safe. The perfect place for you to rest and recover after that incident.
And this ranch belongs to my father?
You could say that. How long have you two gone without speaking to one another?
Are we allowing personal questions now?
Fair enough. I guess I could answer a question or two, since we're stuck here together and all.
Okay, I'll answer your question, but then you have to answer one.
Fine. Go ahead.
15 years. I haven't seen him for 15 years.
That's a good amount of time.
How do you know my father?
He helped me when I needed a hand.
Helped you how?
It's my turn to ask a question. Why are you here? Why do all of this with your father?
I guess I was sort of dragged into everything.
You know once you go down this path, there's no turning back, right?
Is that what happened to you?
That counts as a question.
Fine by me.
From my experience, by the time you realize the situation you've gotten yourself into, there's no escaping it.
I think I know exactly what you mean. Behind the badass mask she wears, Carolyn is pretty cool. Speaking of appearances, she's pretty hot, too. I should say something. Maybe this situation isn't one we need to get out of.
What do you mean?
We just need to make the most of it, is all. Besides, if all this mess hadn't happened, I never would have met you. There is a silver lining, after all.
Definitely your father's son.
How so?
I know what you're trying to do.
Does she? And is it working?
Better than your tries at being a comedian.
Maybe it's my calling to become a coach instead.
Do you always do that? Try to be funny?
I think so. It's my way of relieving some of the tension.
Tension? Do I make you tense?
A little.
Why's that?
Because you're so beautiful. Plus, you're the one who stripped off my clothes and put me in bed.
Then a guy your age starts imagining things.
I'm not imagining this.
Actually, you're nothing like your father. He never would have done anything like that.
Oh shit, I went too far.
But, I'm glad he didn't. Otherwise...
Oh!
I wouldn't be able to do this.
Oh, you can mute the music. But, I need to bring it down a little bit. Glad to see you're cool with everything.
Well, 3 hours is a long time. And I might have taken a peek when I examined you. I did feel bad about it, though.
Very noble of you to admit that. I think the only way we can be even is if I can take a look, too.
You really are a smartass, aren't you?
I think you should take off your uniform. After all, you don't want to get it dirty.
Get it dirty with what? Thinking of spilling something on me, huh?
I guess you'll have to wait and see. Damn, we're gonna bang the nurse already?
Aren't you just full of ideas? Let's see if you have the courage to put your words into action. What happens if I do like this? Yeah, that's the ticket. Think you can help a girl out? What a nice surprise. Much better than I imagined. Not bad.
Now, let's see what you can really do.
I guess I have no choice but to take off my uniform after all. So what do you say?
So soft. I say, this is a good way to spend the next 3 hours.
Is that as far as you're going to go with your exploration of me? But let's not get too far ahead of ourselves, shall we? How about we see what you're packing down here first? Oh my!
How about you return the favor?
Fair is fair. Oh, so big and hot, and just how I like them. Suddenly I feel like sharing a thing or two.
Oh yeah? What would you like to talk about? I don't think she's gonna be much for conversation at the moment.
Well, I can tell you my pussy is twitching just from sucking you off.
Who was the general in the Revolutionary War? Twitching, huh? Is that the term they taught you in nursing school?
Nurse Caroline would never confess to saying something like that.
And boy, let me tell you, the fact that she can speak so well with that in her mouth, I mean, that's amazing.
After all, she's on duty. She just has one patient, but he's clearly delusional. He must be hearing things. Things like, I want to ride your cock.
That poor patient. I bet he'd respond with, as you wish.
Oh, isn't he so sweet? Maybe we can let him hallucinate some more.
I think he'd like to keep hallucinating inside your pussy.
Yeah. What do you say about this?
It's say that if this were a hallucination, he wouldn't want to wake up anytime soon.
Don't worry. I'm not going anywhere for the next few hours, at the very least.
Oh, let's see. I mean, I spent a lot of money on this. Let's get our money's worth, folks. She's really getting it. So what are you gonna do next? Back to nursing school?
Again with the nursing school? Do you think I'm still a student?
Oh no! I think you could easily teach a few classes.
Teach about what? The things I'm planning to do to you?
I don't think the students would mind that too much. Damn. Well, the girls might.
I could teach the girls too.
Oh, you're more versatile than I thought then. But I bet a girl couldn't do this sort of thing. She's dripping wet. Well, not this at least.
Well, as good as this does feel, we have toys, you know? So technically, yes, a girl could do that.
But would it be this good?
Well, have you ever been with two girls at once?
Nope. Not yet, but I'm open to the possibility. That's for both of us here. Ignore the man behind the curtain.
That wasn't an invitation. For now. But two girls is too easy. Way too easy.
Oh man, we'll get three or four? I might be dead. I wake up, oh my gosh, Jesus. What happened? Oh, God, hey. I'm not in church. And this ain't Sunday school. That means I'm dead. No.
You should try a bigger challenge.
Uh-oh. You can count on that. If that's your medical opinion, of course.
If there were three, you'd need toys so they could play with each other.
Hey, now she's speaking my language. Wow, you're really opening my eyes to new possibilities. Some nurse, right? They say nurses, man, they know all the things. And this right here proves it, folks. Three girls?
How about four?
Wow, oh, now we're really talking. Man, three's company, four's a crowd, ain't it? At the same time?
Why not?
How in the world are you gonna fuck them all?
I can see your brain is hard at work. And it's making another part of you even harder.
Oh yeah.
That's the dream, isn't it? To fuck as many girls as possible.
Hey, him and Rance, they got the same idea. Right now, I'm more focused on you, since you didn't bring a friend.
I'm sure my girlfriends would love to share such a beautiful talk.
Good grief. I like how they're holding hands while this is being done. It's romantic and penetrating at both. I find it both romantic and rather penetrating at the same time, folks. Rather penetrating.
Especially since he
That's what they all say! No.
Be here filling me up completely.
Maybe next time you can teach one of your friends how to share.
I don't like the way you think, but I also enjoy having all the attention on me. And because you've been such a good boy, you get a prize.
Oh!
We usually give out lollipops at the hospital, but I'm only seeing one thing to suck on here.
Oh, well, I'll be. Seems like a good prize to me, Carolyn.
Yeah? Do I get a prize too?
I think I can give you a little something.
I'm ready for it.
Bump, 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 bump. Quite the nurse. I feel so much better already.
Well, since my patient is fine, I think I'll go downstairs and get cleaned up.
Well, that was fun. This sure is nice. Being able to stay here, rest a while, after everything that's happened. Are those clothes for me? Carolyn must have left them out for me. How did I not see them before? I must have dozed off for a while. There really is nothing out there, except for all those trees. Does the land out there, Brent, belong to my father as well? Doesn't look like he's back yet. The more I think about all this, the more questions I have. Carolyn must still be downstairs. Should I go down? Actually, I could go for a bite to eat. Let's see what we've got in the kitchen. But of course...
Hey, you were supposed to be resting.
It's corn, it looked like. I'm hungry. What were you doing down there?
I was checking up on your friend to make sure he's okay.
And how is he?
Still sleeping, but he'll be fine. You should worry more about yourself.
I told you, I'm feeling fine. I'm just hungry is all.
There should be some canned food in the cupboard.
Oh, thanks.
You really do look fine. And I don't like the idea of staying here with the two of you holding some guy hostage. So if you don't mind, I really must be going.
Sounds all right to me.
I've got an appointment in town I should be getting to. And your father should be back soon anyway.
It's all right, Carolyn. You go. I'll be fine.
Nice to meet you.
The pleasure was all mine. Man, is that how she welcomes everybody? I know they say the nurses get... Well, I know. I used to work in a nursing home. No nurses get around. That's what they say. So, but... Man, I didn't know it was like that. Is that how you greet all your patients? Man. I know why the old man smiles when she gets close to... Oh, Lord! I'm hungrier than I thought. Looks like my options are this or corn. Not bad. Maybe I should check up on Sam too. He's probably also getting hungry. I better keep a safe distance this time. Especially since I'm all alone out here. Let's see here. Looks like he's still unconscious. He's not. But I better keep my guard up. He could be faking it like last time. Let's try talking to him first. Hey, Sam, it's me, Grim. I apologize for all this. Even though you attacked me, I don't hold a grudge. You. Sam. Are you alright? I brought you something to eat. You must be hungry. I am. Thanks. But you gotta promise me you won't try anything this time. I promise. The ropes are much tighter now. I never wanted things to turn out this way, but I didn't really have a say in the matter. My dad is really pissed at you. I don't know what he's up to exactly, but you shouldn't have swindled him like that. Make him sign all those documents and take all the blame. Grim, listen to me. That's not how it went down. What? Your father isn't telling you the whole story. Nice try, Sam. Grim, please, hear me out. I didn't swindle your father out of anything. He knew exactly what he was getting himself into. You're lying! Grim, will you just listen? Just shut up! He knew. He knew the risks he was taking. And I warned him that if things went south, it would be every man for himself. Still, when shit did hit the fan, I did everything in my power to help your father, but he wouldn't listen. Then he went after Charlie. What? What are you talking about? Your father's responsible for Charlie's accident, Grim. And now he wants to kill me too. No, you're lying. You need to let me go, Grim. You need to call the police. He's back. You have to believe me, Grim. Please. Shut it. Son? I shouldn't be down here. I better go. Oh. Hi, Dad. Oh, hi there, son. Good to see you're back on your feet. Where's Carol? It's Carol now? Are you two that close? Oh no, it's nothing like that. I met her a while back and helped her out of a situation. Now she's the one helping me from time to time. Well, I bet she is. Besides, I'm a married man, Grim. I still deeply care for your mother. So nothing happened between the two of them. It was really just like Carolyn said. Well, anyway, Carolyn just left. She said she had things to do. That sounds like her. But how about you? Are you feeling better? Yep, the beans weren't the best, but they were filling. Hey, they're beans. They work. Oh, yeah? You had to eat those old things? I'm not much of a cook. But I thought you'd wake up feeling peckish. So, I brought pizza. Are we having a party or something? I don't really know how much a teenager eats, so I decided to bring in a little extra. I'm not a teenager anymore, Dad. I know. I drove past a pizza shop and then remembered it was one of your favorite foods. We always used to buy from that place that had a dog on its logo. What was that place called? You used to love their pizzas when you were a kid. I can't remember the name. My memory isn't what it used to be. Yeah, I get it, man. Mine's like that, too. You're preaching to the choir. Right, sorry. But you really did love the pizza there. Still like pizza? This one looks pretty good. But I don't think I'd call pizza my favorite food exactly. If I even have one of those anymore. Son, I can't begin to imagine what you must have gone through, but I'm glad to have you sitting next to me today. Dad, your hand. It's all calloused and scarred. These past few years haven't been easy on you either, have they? No. They haven't. Pepperoni. What? That was the name of the pizzeria with a dog on its logo. Pepperoni. That was it. That was the name. They also had the dance the dog did on TV. Right, I remember that dance. So you used to dance whenever you brought home pizzas. Puppy, puppy, puppy. Pizza. Ha ha ha, that was it. I remember the first time you taught their pizzas. Excuse me. I remember the first time you thought their pizzas tasted how dogs might taste. Though with a name like that, it does make you think. I think I cried the first time you told me the name of the place. Yeah, you did. Then you got angry because it tasted so good. Ha ha ha. You alright, Dad? Yeah, I'm fine. Just got a bit too worked up. I really am happy. Dad. He wouldn't lie to me. He's got nothing to do with Charlie's accident. Everything Sam said, it's all just a misunderstanding, right? Dad, I talked to Sam. What? Did he hurt you again? No, I'm fine. But he told me some things. Don't you believe a word that man has to say, Grim. You don't even want to hear what he said? Hell no. It's all a pack of lies. Let's not let him ruin things between us, okay, son? Okay, Dad. Dad, do you know where my cell phone is? I must have lost it when Sam tried to make a run for it. Oh, sure, I left it in the living room for you. But it won't be much use out here. There's no way you'll get a signal. That's fine. I just want to take a load off for a while anyway. You do that, son. Finally got my phone back. It really isn't picking up a signal out here. I just wanted to check my messages. I didn't show up for class today. People must be getting worried about me. At the very least, I need to let them know everything's fine. I think I saw a landline in the house. Maybe I can call Chloe. She'd be interested in hearing everything that's going on. She might also be able to shed some light on who's telling the truth. I wouldn't want Dad overhearing that conversation, though. He's probably with Sam now. This might be the best time to use the landline without him noticing. Just as I thought. He must be downstairs. If I keep it down, this just might work. At least I can access my contacts. Hi, Chloe?
Finally! I've been trying to get a hold of you. You had me worried.
Worried?
Of course. Tell me everything that went on at the ball. Did you get in? What happened there? If you're just getting up now, you must have had quite the night.
That's not it, Chloe. Actually, something happened.
I know you got in at least. I asked around and some people said they saw you inside.
Seriously, Chloe, listen. My father is alive.
What?
I ran into him yesterday at the ball. I'm with him this very second. We need to meet up. Then I'll be able to explain this better.
Fine. Drop me a location pin.
There's no signal where I am. I'm calling you from a landline.
Well, that explains the number. All right then, how about an address?
Well, that's the thing. I don't know where I am. It's a ranch, or maybe like a farm or something.
What? There aren't any farms around here.
Of course there aren't. We must have traveled all night. Oh, I have an idea. Search for this address.
Let's see. That's half a day away. How did you end up in a place like that?
I'll explain everything to you in person. Can you find a way to get here?
I could ask Dylan to take me, I think.
You'd better not. I'd rather not get Dylan involved. He got upset with me at the party, and we haven't talked since. I prefer to solve one problem at a time.
All right, I guess I could take the bus then.
Good, I have to hang up now. Hey! You grab your phone? Like I said, you won't get much of a signal around these parts. I just wanted to check my messages. I should have gone to class today. My friends are probably worried about me. Makes sense. How far away is the nearest town? About half an hour by car. I really would like to call and make sure everything's okay. Is there any way to get over there? If you promise not to do anything stupid, I could lend you the truck. I don't know how to drive. No one ever taught me. I'm sorry to hear that. We can take some time out for you to learn. I'd like that. Until then, do you have a bicycle? Yeah, I think there's one in the garage. It's been sitting there for quite a while, but I think it still works. It sounds like it'll do the trick. I'll go get it for you. Thanks, Dad. Beef noodle. Well, this is the place. If my calculations are correct, Chloe should be arriving soon. I got a bunch of texts to catch up on while I wait for her. I should go inside and order something. It'd be nice to eat something other than canned beans and pizza. The text didn't seem all that important at first glance. There's one text from Julia, though.
Hey, I didn't see you around campus today. Everything all right?
No new text from Dylan. He must still be mad at me. A new text from Chloe.
I'm here. Where are you?
I'm right here.
Wow, finally. This place is really, really far out there. I thought the bus would never stop.
Was it really that bad?
You have no idea. Are you okay? You seem a bit troubled.
Yeah, I'm fine. It's just a lot's happened. Anyway, what's with the outfit?
If I'm coming to the countryside, I want to get the full experience. From what I'm seeing, I guess that goes for you too.
Ow, excuse me. Oh, these are my father's clothes. I didn't exactly have time to pack. Please, have a seat.
Yeah, it certainly seems like you have a lot to fill me in on. Can we talk while we eat? I'm starving.
I already ordered for us.
Excuse me for interrupting. Your order's ready. Enjoy your meal.
So, did you bring your laptop? I need you to look up some information for me.
Skipping the pleasure and going straight to business, I see. Of course I brought it. I'm a professional, remember?
To be honest, we can have other men, you know, just random people in the game. Hey, I brought you your order. Like, that's fine. I don't have to do all those people. It's really not necessary. Self-voicing mode in which a speech synthesizer is used to read other out text and other interface elements. Oh, okay. It's intended to make it accessible to the vision impaired. Hey, it's pretty cool. Everybody should have a spot at the table of gaming, as far as I'm concerned. Even adult gaming. I'm a professional, remember?
But first, you need to explain what's going on. What happened at the ball? Your call had me worried. Then you tell me your father's alive?
That's a big burger. Like, I know I'm interrupting things, but look at the size of that freaking burger. Like, I'm starving right now, guys. I could eat a burger that size right now. Like, I know I don't eat enough, but it is what it is. Then you tell me your father's alive.
And what? Now you're wearing his clothes? Also, how did you even get here?
Don't worry. I'll tell you everything. Well, that sushi looks good, too. That's crab sushi. I love crab sushi. Just not here. We better go somewhere more private.
I got us a room. I figured we need our privacy. That'll be better, don't you think?
Excellent. You're always so well prepared. We'll talk on the way there. I'll just pay and... Weird? This isn't my wallet.
What's wrong?
This isn't my wallet.
So how did it end up in your pocket? Who's Carlos Gonzalez?
Oh, wow. Who is Carlos Gonzalez? Dad, what the fuck? I suppose it's my father's alias. I think that's true. We'd better pay and go straight back to the hotel.
Wait. I haven't even eaten yet. Can we get this to go, please?
Sorry.
This is a place.
Well, it just says motel.
No one booked the neighboring rooms, I asked. We can talk freely here.
You really did think of everything. I never would have concerned myself with that sort of thing.
So let me get this straight. Your father kidnapped Sam, and you got caught up in the middle of everything. Plus, your father happens to own the farm where you're hiding out.
Yeah, that's basically the gist of it. But that's the weird part, no? When we searched my father's name before, that farm should have come up.
Exactly. Maybe we didn't run a search for the right name.
He was using a fake ID this whole time.
Well, if the ID was in his wallet, I guess it doesn't hurt to run a search, right? Carlos Gonzalez. If you're going to creep out behind me, you could at least make yourself useful, no? After traveling for hours, I could really use a back massage.
Oh Lord, here we go. Yes. If you wanted a massage so bad, you could have just asked nicely. It's the least I can do for you after all you've done for me.
Oh, that feels great. A little to the left.
Right here?
Yep, keep it up.
Glad you're enjoying yourself.
I could stay here all night.
Do you want me to take this to the bed so we can keep on going?
Cheeky. I think I'd better finish my research first, though.
You're right.
Doesn't this scare you? Aren't you afraid you might learn something that doesn't sit well with you?
A little. But I've been looking for the truth for years. I need to know. Even if everything Sam told me turns out to be true.
You know, I think I know what you're feeling. If you want, we don't have to dig any further.
No, we've come this far. It feels like we've gone too far to turn back now. I don't want to live with all that doubt.
Okay, I see your point. Why don't you get some rest while I do my research?
To be honest, a nap would be nice. Indeed it would, folks. And I'm about to do the same as we're on the hour. Alright, guys, so that's all we're doing of Fresh Women right now. Yes, there will be more Fresh Women. Maybe not next week, but November, we'll probably have a lot of Fresh Women. And I mean a lot. So maybe it will appear later on in this week, and maybe it'll appear again next week. I don't know. Because I've had some sleep troubles, I haven't been able to stream like I've wanted to, and I'm working on that now. But if things work out, we will do a real big old horror week at the end. You know, we're at that last week of October. So I'm going to try to put in Gore Screaming Show and all the other stuff I can think of that we would normally do on this channel, and give them to you, because yeah, you guys have been waiting. So all right, I'm out, and we will see you guys next time with more Grimm's Uncanny Valley and more Fresh Women Season 2, which you can pick up right now, right freaking now. You can pick it up in a bundle, and it's got Fresh Women, some other game, and Fresh Women Season 2. All for, I think maybe it's Forbidden Fantasy. All for $12 or something. That's how much it was for me. I got it fairly cheap, guys. I was really surprised. And then, of course, if you want to buy the supporter pack, which allows you to change the pubes in certain scenes, that's what it does, and different like skin models and stuff, I think that might be in the later parts of the game. Because in one episode, they switched over from the regular DAZ engine to something new. I think they said they were working in Blender. So, yeah, completely overhauled all the looks of the characters and everything. So, all right, guys, we'll see you next time. I'm out. Have a good night.